was the stress?
Okay.
But usually you live inside the resort. I think that's the place where you should live.
Be'ezer Hashem, what we're going to see now is aside from the position, the different positions of the Achronim that we saw in the Rambam, we're going to see the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh that is bothered by the most basic question that all the Rishonim are bothered by. And there's an important lumdus that emerges from this Tosfos HaRosh that I think could be food for thought as we proceed in the sugis here in Moedipakim. So the Rosh asks a basic question. We saw this in the Ritva. I believe that what the Rosh is saying is similar to what the Ritva says. But since the Rosh says a little bit more, I'd like to be medayek in what the Rosh's words. And we could, I think we're going to have Melchamta Shel Torah, whether the Rosh is saying the same thing as the Ritva, or whether he's not saying the same thing as the Ritva. But we didn't even start for the Melchama, Sammy. let's go in the words Minei Obey. I first like to make a good lumda shalening on the Rosh. Says Rosh, Nira Masva Kohen Gadol. Vim Tomer. I kol hashana keregel danya. If we're going to say for a Kohen Gadol, the entire year is like a regel, Heichi chaylo le'atzaras klach. How could you ever have a chiyuv tzaras at all? Va'kaimulon de'ein royin hanigoyim beregel dechsiv uveyom hera'os bo kedarshim perikam. So the Rosh asks the same question we saw yesterday. In the first parak we learn on Daf Zayin, right? On Daf Zayin, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to look at a nega during Yom Tov. The pashtus is a violation of Simchas Yom Tov. Either on a level of the Raisa and the Rabbanan, as the Rosh will discuss it in a moment. The Ravid is a mystery. What's the Ravid's teretz? But Vitire Vilinire, on the bottom line, the Rosh gives the following answer. Demeikara lav pirchi. It's not a question. Daha demashvinun koyin. Kolimos hashana keregel kule alma. This that we mean that the Kohen is like a regel. Hainu le'inyan zeh lemnoya chalois avelus de tzaras alav. It's for the purpose of removing the status of tzaras. Ki heichi dechazinon de simchas kedushasoi moinas milachol av avelus de meis. Just like we see that the simcha of his kedusha removes the avelus de meis. So the first step, says the Tosfos HaRosh, is that when we say that keregel, the entire year, that's to be mafkia avelus, both avelus of saras, just like avelus de meis. Avalo laso simchas kudosh, so keregel, le'inyin zeh, shelo yirakoin, saras ala olam, but not to go so far as to say that it removes his kedusha to the point. The kedusha works to the point that you shouldn't see the tzaras at all. Mashma delom metina minei el dover shizmane over. The mashmalos of the pasuk is only for those things. We're coming to exclude those things, those people who there are times you could look at their tzaras and times not. Kigon shivisi mei nisha shalchasim v'regel. Shemlo yirayom yirav v'yom shalom macharasom. Aval lemayit kohen gadol, but to exclude a kohen gadol, shalom tira tzaraso, not to see his tzaras, b'holo ayirin krat. The pasuk is not talking about this. So Rav Osai, the Tosfos HaRosh, I will say over his words first. First thing we will ask is a pshatovna question that I don't have an answer for, that the Talmidim asked in Seder. And then I'd like to break apart the Yisod that he's saying. Number one, the Tosfos HaRosh says that the answer to our question is, these are his words, When it comes to the halach of keregel, the halach of keregel is only telling us that you're not noeg avelus of tzaras or avelus demes. But that doesn't mean it's going so far to say that a kohen could never have anybody look at his nega at all. As we see that the pasuk says uviyomei rosh bo, that pasuk is talking about what? That pasuk is talking about only someone who you could see it at a different time. The pasuk says uvayom on this day during the year and not on moed. But if a kohen gadol, you're going to say not on moed. Every day is a moed for the kohen gadol. Ad kan divrei rosh. That's we just translated the rosh's words. Max, you had a pshatov nakashna. I don't have an answer to Max's question. Go ahead. What was your question in pshat? It's a gvalda nakashna.
I asked why in the Priya Pasuk explain why Rizagun is going to be a problem. Seemingly fine.
Lechura and pshat were bothered that at the end of the day, once you have the rosh's initial yesod, the yesod that says that this halacha is keregel is only to tell us that you're not knowing avelus de mitzora, you're not knowing avelus de mace. So then by definition, you've already answered your question. Let's stop right here. In the words, what the Rosh is saying is that the halacha of Re'ias Negayim has nothing to do with the din of regel. When do we say that there's a din of regel? We say that there's a din of regel when we're talking about avelus demes or avelus tzaras. But if we're not talking about that, like Re'ias Negoim, what does Re'ias Negoim have to do with avelus tzaras? The avelus that takes place. We need to be mindful of what's avelus tzaras. We'll get there, Bezer Hashem. What does that have to do with it? At the end of the day, in this case, you already have a halacha that says everything else is shayich. Riyas Negoyim is fine. It's only Avelus Demes that's removed. Why does he need another Gzeres HaKasuf? Why does he need to say, and then you have the Gzeres HaKasuf Vayom HaRaos? Unless you're going to say, this is the Lashon Ulai, I don't want to dwell on it, that the only way that we know the above Yisod is true, the first Yisod is true, is from the idea of Vayom HaRaos. That's a little bit... It's a little bit dachuk, but maybe that's the pshat. Did we tell me anyone thought that was the pshat?
They don't say it was two answers. But
I don't think it's two answers. It sounds like it's to be one. You want to be Miyashe Max's question?
I just thought it's not making any sense. Don't you need to work out in Pesukim and Sfarah as well? Meaning if the pasuk seems to imply that a kohen gadol should be, you shouldn't be able to be rov in a gom for a kohen gadol, so then even you could say whatever you want in Sfarah, but
Okay. Okay. In other words, first you need the Xeris, that's similar to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you need the Xeris HaKasu, because without the Xeris HaKasu, with Yom HaRaos, so then in such a case, we wouldn't know that Yisod is correct.
Similar.
I think it's two sides of the same coin, the way we're saying it. I think so, right?
I think so.
Okay. So this is the Tzarachiyun and the Rush, and the Tzarachiyun that Sammy and I are suggesting, Sammy's starting one way and I'm starting a different way, but we're essentially, I think, saying the same thing, and that is that ultimately there's a svara. The svara is backed up by the Gzeres HaKasuv. The way Sammy said it is to say that you still need a pasuk to say what the svara says. Okay, Enechnai, that touches on Derech Halim with a drop, no question. So, but then ultimately, the Gzeres HaKasuv backs up what we're saying, that a Kohen Gadol is Shayach to Tzaras. Except the only thing that's not shayach for him is avelus de mitzora. Okay, that's Yisod Aleph.
I was about to say what you were bothered by, Yisrael.
Yeah, go ahead.
But that means that avelus de mitzora would be known.
Oh, wait, slow. Rabosai, now let's get the final picture of our sugya about what do the words of the Gemara mean when the Gemara says that Kol Hashan is Keregel for a Kohen Gadol. What do those words mean? Kol Hashan is Keregel for a Kohen Gadol. What do those words mean? According to the Tosfos HaRash, and it fits in well with the way we were Magdir the Ritva against the way the great Karen Ora had said it, the Yaakov keeps on trying to defend the Karen Ora, keep on fighting. The Mechamta Shel Torah should go further. But according to where we are presenting, we see it's black and white in Tosa Rush, and I think there was Vahol the same way. What's the Tosa Rush saying? Tosa Rush is saying that when the Gemara says Kol Hashana is Keregel for a Kohen Gadol, what the Gemara is saying is Pshuto Kemashmo. It's mamish like a regal for him. It's mamish like a regal. It's docha velus. The maximalist position is the Rosh, black on white. The Rosh says that our Gemara is meant to be understood that the Kohen Gadol the entire year, it's mamish a regal. Av kedei kach, that's docha velus. So the Rosh, black on white, is cholik on the Rambam. And obviously, that said what? That the Rambam and Zayin Vav and Hilchos Avil said that you are noeg avelus. And obviously, all the other hesberim that we gave, starting from the Keren Ora, to the Rav's Mahalach, to the Seipler's Mahalach, and then finally, that's the progression, well, maybe Keren Ora, Seipler, the Rav. Then we come to the Rosh's understanding, which is in a different world. And that is a pshuto kimashmo. It means that he has dine regel. It's not just a din in his chalos, and not just a din, it's a minimal regel. But rather, it's mamish a regel, to the point that it sounds like to me that there's some type of simcha that's at place, aliba laharosh, according to what the Rosh is saying. Now, I did see that some of the Talmidim tried to connect it back to the previous Tosas HaRosh that we had discussed in regards to Simcha, which is a good sushtel, but that's beyond our scope for right now. Tov, Rabosa, you hear the Yisod? You see how he's chalik on the Rav? Beautiful, Sean. Yes, Sam.
I wouldn't necessarily say as Mac, meaning Tosas, the question that Tosas has on about Nidoy, the Rosh wouldn't have. The Rosh is just saying it's they're equitable to the point that there's
which
no
question of Nidoy?
Question Tosas asks that if you say on the tzad there is
Nidoy. Oh, the Tosas that we saw, the Tosas.
Right, so the only Tosas Rosh has that question.
Okay.
Sense,
just say that.
I mean, I don't know. It just to the point there's a velus.
Okay.
Plus, I don't know if he's really saying there's riva just because.
Well, I don't want to discuss that now. I'm convinced I'm right, but I don't want to. It's not fair. The guys have been sitting here already. It's an hour and a half and ticking. Yeah, Jacob, go ahead. But we'll discuss. We'll find and say. I did tell my wife I was leaving in a half hour. I haven't been home in a few days. But yeah, go ahead, Jacob. Yeah.
So Rush is the maximalist.
Yeah.
Mentality. Then how does he explain our Gemara when it says Eino Ocha? The same problem arises in the Tosas Rush. If he says it's Karegel Mamash, he should be
right.
Eat.
So again, you're bringing up something that I don't want to discuss. I'm not interested in dealing with that chiluk right now. Yirtzeh Hashem, Jacob, we should be zocha to learn Zvachim together, and then we'll tell us a little in Bava Kamma, right? So maybe we'll get it in Bava Kamma. Yeah, go ahead, Manasseh.
I just want a clarification question about when it says the chazin and the simchas kedusha atzal. You want to ask another follow up about the simchas kedusha. So could you just go into where we're drawing the line with this simchas kedusha atzal in terms of the veilus of tzaras and veilus of mace? Like how it plays out and like what's going to be allowed.
Oh. That's the next thing we need to be masked with. And continuing on and making a good laning in the Rosh, yes, Sajid, go ahead. What was that? You had your hand up? I want to answer his question, then you respond. The next thing we need to do, and here's where we get to the lomdus of today, is the following. What does the Rosh mean when the Rosh says, Avelus de Mitzayra? This was Yisrael's deal. He was the first one that asked your question. He came over to me, and we were doing an end of shiur yesterday. I was using the Rosh basically to flesh out the Ritva, which I'm going to fight with Sammy about later, because I think the Tosa Rosh and the Ritva are the same thing. And Yisrael came over and he said, how do you read these few lines? What does it mean, Avelus de Mitzora? I said, wow, you're right. I didn't stop at this. What exactly does it mean, Avelus de Mitzora? That you're doch Avelus de Mitzora. Let's just analyze that. He doesn't mean that you're doch and Mitzora. Right? Right, Rabbi Osai? He can't mean that. Because the whole chiddush of the Gemara is that you are knowing Mitzora. So what exactly does it mean, Avelus to Mitzora? What's the Gemara bringing out? What's the Gemara bringing out when it says Avelus to Mitzora? So I don't know. I'm not sure. But I'd like to speculate with you a little. This is the rest of what we're doing right now is Bloshen Ulai. And that is, what I do know is that Rav Soloveitchik said, don't worry, I will not read it inside, that the Rav said that when it comes to the halacha of sending out a mitzorah, for sending out a mitzorah, the halacha is a halacha in Tumah v'Tahara and has nothing to do with Nihugei Avelos. So if that's correct, the Rosh could very well agree to this Yisod. That the Rosh is being Mechadesh Yisod Gadol, and that is that there's what? How do you say it, Jacob? How do you say it? Got to get ready for next year. How do you say it? The Tzvei Dinim in Mitzayra. There's one din, there's the din of Avelus, the Mitzayra. And then there's another din. And then there's another din of what? There's another din of Avelus, the Mitzayra. And the halacha of Yishalchu min Amachane is a din in, Yishalchu min Amachane might be a din in Tumah v'Tahara. So when our Gemara is Mechadesh, a Kohen Gadol has the halacha Mitzayra from the Hatzaruah, the Gzeres HaKosuv, that Gzeres HaKosuv is talking about what? It's talking about the halacha being Shaleichim from the Machane. And the Rosh is being Mechadesh. We've never seen this yet in anybody. We haven't seen this yet. The Rosh is being Mechadesh that in the halachas of Nihugei Avelis, so then all of those halachas don't apply. And hence, you don't have Nihugei Avelis of a mace, and you don't have Nihugei Avelis of Mitzayr. Yes, G, what did you want to add?
Just a technical question.
Okay,
what
go
about,
ahead.
On Tisha B'Av, the Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, L'chura, what emerges is that the Kohen Gadol would not be knowing Nihugei Avelis on Tisha B'Av, in theory. But you would never have Kohen Gadol on Tisha B'Av, because it's Avelis, that's Avelis. Of the Chur Min Abayis. Yes, Max.
Go back to you. Go back to four. The simplest Kiddush that would actually mean that the both Mount Regal, that just means that there's fusion of skin in Regal and fusion of Kohen. So that creates simple.
Possibly. But now you're trying to be your Soloveitchik yourself already, trying to make these new uptights. I'm now trying to be very Rishonim Dick. Trying to stay in the words as much as possible. We're Yotze our share of Achronim for today. Yes, Yaakov.
I think what you're trying to point out, but just the Gemara itself doesn't ever think it's actually a regal. It's like all these three words, it's not a regular regal every day.
Nachon, I'm asking to you.
So when we say regal mamish, it's just like the maximum approach, the most it could be.
I'm not, I don't disagree. Yeah, I'm asking with you. Yes, Eitan.
What? Said over again.
Yes, what we just said in the Rosh? Yeah. The Rosh says like this. Let's just summarize everything we've done in the Rosh. Number one, we have a pshat question, which I'm not entirely satisfied with our answer, Sammy and I's answer. How do you say it in English? My English is starting to go. How do you say thank you? Mine is Sammy. So you're fresh off the boat, so it's... So mine and Sammy's? That's how I say it?
No.
Mine and Sammy's answer.
Sammy
and mine?
No.
All right, it's taking too long. All right, we're all getting rusty. What can we do?
Pittsburgh.
Michael. The NYU people, Lou.
Be in a B plus writing.
Okay, said it. So our answer that we had given, I'm not so happy with Imshat, but number one, we had raised the question of Imshat, how do we reconcile the two things, the facts that number one, that the Rosh had said that there is a chiluk in the Kedusha of, there's a chiluk between the Simcha of, let me start again, there's a chiluk between the Avelus of Mitzorah and other Halachos, and the Halacha of Re'ias Negayim, and then he says also you need a pasuk. So I wanted to know why you needed two things. That was question number one. We weren't so happy in chat. Number two, we also saw that the Rosh holds that the, not like the Rambam, that the regal is docha avelus, and we pointed out that the Tosa Rosh is a maximalist approach. Number three, our third diuk in the Rosh is that the Rosh says that when we're talking about doche regel, he says you're being doche the avelus of mitzora. So what does that mean, doche avelus the mitzora? So it seems to be that there are two components of mitzora, because the Gemara says beferish that the kohen gadol is noig mitzora. It must be that when we're talking about the regel of mitzora, where we talk with the regel versus mitzora, is that mitzora has two different things. Number one, he has nihugi avelus, and then there's another halacha of tumah v'tahara. What's halacha of tumah v'tahara? Vishalchu min ha-machaneh. That's the halacha in regards to tumah v'tahara. And then there's another halacha, all the sets of halachas of nihugi avelus, all the other halachas of nihugi avelus. Now, I'd like to bring a raya to what I'm suggesting now. I think it's a chidush. I think it's a chidush what we're saying, but I think it's also correct, at least within the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, in Perek Yud, Halacha Vav, listen carefully to his Lashon. Mitzvah Saseh, and the Rambam here is going to summarize what the Gemara is going to tell us later on, in the next daf, about what are the halachas of Mitzorah. Mitzvah Saseh, Sheyiyah Mitzorah Muchlot Mechusa Rosho, number one, he has to do Atifa, he has to wrap his head. Ke'ovel, like an oven. Uporim begadav, and he tears his begadim. Here he doesn't say ki'avel. And then he says, va'osar b'sheila shalom, kol yimei chaluto ki'avel. Could be it's even in the back of the Ozvahadar Gemara, so could be you'll have this. He also says ki'avel. Shenemar v'asafam yate, she'esaf sov dvukos, he has to keep his lips closed. The Rambam says quite a few halachas of Nihugim of the Mitzora, and he says a few times, Ke'avel. Tov. Then, in halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Din ha-Mitzora, the Din of a Mitzora, She'ele Moishav levad lechutz le'ir, She'ne'mar michutz le'machane Moishavah. There's a din of mitzora in a separate halacha that he has to be mechutz l'machane. Above, the Rambam speaks about all the nihugi avelus of the mitzora, and there he describes it in terms of the context of being like an avel. Then the Rambam stops, he puts a big period, and then he says, din ha mitzora she'elo moshe levadei chutz l'ir. Special halacha that he's supposed to sit chutz l'ir. So it seems to me that according to Rambam, we have these two components. There's halacha tumah v'tahara that he has to be mechutz l'ir. Shenemar mechutz l'machane moshavo. And then there's another halacha, and those are all the pratim of his nihugim that qualifies nihugi avelus. So this diuk that Yisrael made, I think, is a golden nugget, which is extremely important in understanding the halacha of mitzorah. But more than that, Rabbo said, I saw that similar to, I mean, essentially the Rav also started us off, but he didn't make the stiuk, but I saw that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says this to answer another basic question now. Similar yisod, and maybe it's even connected to the psukim themselves.
Where's in the Rambam, sorry?
What's the diuk in the Rambam?
No, where?
The Rambam Hilchos Tumas Saras Perik Yud Halacha Vav Halacha Zayin. Yes, Jacob.
What is the Rambam's lashon by Tiglachat?
Oh, because you want to get involved in Rashi. Yeah. I know where you're going. Yeah, I looked for that. It's a mixed bag. Because he puts in halacha vav, but he doesn't say ka'avel. So you, all right, we have to learn a little bit of Maseches Nagoyim to figure that one out. Okay? The guys are being medayik that by the sugya, by Tzaras, it doesn't mention all the halachos, just mentions giluach and to be shaleach from the machne. By the way, I have a technical answer for maybe why it says giluach, because we already know the halacha giluach. We have most of the other halachos we haven't learned. Rashi is a mefarish, Rabbi Gershom is a mefarish, and mishalchu min ha-machne is the paradigmatic.
And it's in the Gemara also.
Right. Yes, Menachem.
So we're saying that by this Fe'idim, we're not going to be holding by the Avelus, but we're still going to be holding by the Tumah v'Tahara.
Right. And again, this tells that Rosh has so much in here because he's being cholik on the Rambam as well. Without Yisrael, if Yisrael hadn't stopped us, oh, Taka, that he was cholik on the Rambam, we already noticed. But this Svei Dinam Mitzayra, we would have missed. Okay, now let's, Rabosai, now listen to this. Ruven is Geshmak, listen to this. In the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, that's the memorial volume for Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Shmuel is quoted as someone having asked him, what is Pshat in our Gemara? At the end of the day, how could you ever have a Shaila of Mitzorah on Regel? Of course you have to be Noed Mitzorah on Regel. When you have someone who's Tamei Bitzaras, you have to send him out of the Machane. What's the Shaila? He has to be out of the Machane. It's a Dabar Pashut. So what was the Gemara's Shaila in the first place? Now, based on what we're saying, you might answer this question in different ways. But let me tell you how Rav Shmuel answered it. And what Rav Shmuel brings out is another Yisod, in another din in Mitzayra. Rav Shmuel says like this. He says, look in the Lashon HaRambam carefully that we just read. What does the Rambam say exactly where do you have to send the fellow out from? So the Rambam says, V'dover zeh ba'ayoros hamukofos choma be'eretz Yisrael levad. The Rambam says that the halacha applies to ayoros hamukofos choma in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Saras. The Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash says, though, another halacha. Okay, Rabosai? So now we want to be ma'ayin exactly where he has to go out. So the Rambam in Hilchos Bias Migdash in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, we didn't put that on the Mar Mekomos, in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches in Bias Migdash, the Rambam tells us a different thing that we just read in Tumas Saras. What does the Rambam write in Bias Migdash? If I can find it. It's nice to go. Oh. Hatamei hamishulach meharabayis im nichnas over belosase v'chein mitzora shenichnas Yerushalayim loke. So here the Rambam says that the Chiyuv Malkus is if a Metzora goes into Yerushalayim. Then he gets Malkus. And then he says, and if you go into any city that's a real city, that's Mukefes Choma, in those days the definition of a city was Mukefes Choma, Chazal Darshin for Hilchos Metzora. So then the Rambam says, even though you're over on Badad Yeshev, but, says the Rambam, you don't get Malkus. So what does that indicate? That in the halachos of being Shaleach the Metzora, there's a Starga of Yerushalayim, that he's not allowed to be in Yerushalayim, Makor HaKedusha, and then there's another halacha of not being in cities, Badad Yeshev. Right? See the two categories in the Rambam. Reb Shmuel kainet the following. Reb Shmuel said there's two dinim of sending a Metzora out according to Rambam. Rashi might disagree. I put the Rashi on the Mar Mekomos. We won't discuss it in Pesachim. Seems that according to Rambam there are two components. Number one, there is a halacha of him in terms of being sholeach him as a Metzora, al tumah v'tahara, there's a halacha that he can't be in Yerushalayim. His tumah is a stira to Yerushalayim. And then there's another halacha of badad yeshev. He has to be alone. Anytime he's in a metropolis, so then in such a case, we say that he's not badad, he's not alone. That halacha, he says, is not halacha in Tumah v'Tahara. That's halacha in Avelus Nihuge Mitzora. He calls it Nuhu game at Sarah. What would the Tosis Harash call it? Lania's Daiti, the Tosis Harash would call it Avelus the Mitzaira. It's a separate halacha of Avelus the Mitzaira. Now, let's come back to his question. His question was, at the end of the day, if we're going to say that there is a halacha of being Sholeach him from the Machanes, and then what's our Shaila? The Shaila is not about sending him out of Yerushalayim. Of course, in Tumah V'Tahara, you have to send him out of Yerushalayim. The Shaila is whether he's Noeg Badot Yeshev. The Shaila is whether you Noeg Badot Yeshev. And what's that Shaila? Oh, that's the whole Shaila of the relationship between Mitzora and Avelus. Avelus is entirely Mufka from the rest of society. Hanik Dom, he has to be silent. That's a stira to regel. Maybe because it's a say to rabbin, because he's supposed to be the sameach with others, or he's stam supposed to be ba'atzlus. Now we have a shayla whether that din also applies to mitzora, whether that's a stira to regel or not. That's the gemara shayla mitzora mahu. Sayin echanami al tuma v'tara. That's a separate halacha. So this yisoid that Yisrael was medayik in the Tosas Harash. This yisoid might be also the yishuv for how the Gemara can ask the question regards to Tumah V'Tahara. Here's the cherry on the top, Rabosai. B'loshen Ulai. Listen to the psukim themselves. Let's go to the Bible itself. Perek Yugimel Pasuk Mem Hei. V'hatza Ruasher Boy Hanega V'Godov. Yi Yufrumim V'Roshi Yufruma. The Torah uses two expressions. One's a din of Bodod Yeshev, and then there's another din of Michutz Lamachane. Could be they mean the same thing. But it could also mean that Badad Yeshev, which means that he sits in solitude, which many Rishonim put together with the idea of Hanek Dom by an Ovel, that an Ovel has to sit in silence, that there's Nisr Shig Lashalom by an Ovel. Those are two halachas. There's one halacha that is not allowed to be in the Machane Kedusha. Chazal Darshan, Mechutza Machane is going on Yerushalayim. There's nowhere in Chazal that we see a separation between Badad Yeshev and Chutz Lamachaneh. But if we understand that Badad Yeshev is a separate halacha, as we see from the Rambam, and it's Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam, what did the Rambam quote when the Rambam said, going out from any walled city that you don't get Malkus? The Rambam there in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash said, Eino Rashoi, you're not allowed to go out even if you don't get Malkus. Shenemar Badad Yeshev. The Rambam quotes Badad Yeshev. But when he talks about being in the Yisr and the Machaneh, so there, right above that, the Rambam speaks about Machaneh Shechina. Speaks about Machaneh Shechina when he's talking about Hametameh, and then he says V'chein Metzaira. That's a din in Machaneh. The Machaneh is Machaneh Shechina, Machaneh Yerushalayim. Then there's a separate halacha, possibly of Badad Yeshev. So Reb Shmuel is Yisayid. So now what I think Reb Shmuel will be very happy with us. We found that Reb Shmuel's Yisrael to be mechalik between the two types of Mitzayra is in the Tosa Rush. The only thing that Reb Shmuel did much more than the Tosa Rush, because Reb Shmuel was being mechalik within the halacha being Shaleach of Mitzayra, he's saying there's two dinim of being Shaleach of Mitzayra. What we're bringing out is that clearly there's this din of Nihuge Avelus, and the Nihuge, what Reb Shmuel calls Nihuge Mitzayra, we think is really means, according to the Tosa Rush, L'chol HaPachos, Nihuge Avelus. And the Rambam might agree with that. And the expression Badad Yeshev is very similar to the idea of an Avel of his Hanik Dom. What emerges then is that both Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Shmuel said this similar idea, which originally the Talmidim, I remember when we were struggling through the words of the Yartzeit Shir together, so some of the Talmidim were very taken aback that this whole Din of Mitzora starts with the halacha of being Shaleach Tumah. Meichi Teisi. It seems to be a recurring theme that many say that the din of Mitzora, the way you get the Mitzora out, is because it's halacha of Tumah V'Tahara. And then once he's outside, so then he's Badad Yeshev, then possibly there's no Asay the Rabbin, v'chulei. Okay, yes, Menachem.
So, I just don't understand how this isn't going, how the two Tumah and Tahara is not going to fall under the Minyas Simchas Kedusha. So when Tumah is going to be contrasting against the Kedusha, because he's going to be out to be out of the he's going to be out, to, out of the Mikdash, and then he's not going to be able to have this Simchas Kedusha. So
you're connecting to where Salvation
says was Rosh. I'm saying you want to tell me that there's two dinim, that one is Tumah and Tahara and one is Avelis. And then Tosfos Rashi is going to say you're only holding by Tumah Tahara, not by Avelis,
because
of Simchas Kedusha Sel.
Correct.
But if
so,
but
what about I didn't follow the word Simchas Kedusha Sel? What is that from?
Tosfos Rashi.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead.
So I mean, it seems like that's the reason why he said.
No, gotcha. No, I just didn't remember that expression. But go ahead.
So I want to say that the Tosfos Rashi is focusing on the Simcha part of it. He's saying that the Simcha and the Avelis is completely contrasting to the Simchas Kedusha Sel. But I want to say that the Tumah is contrasting to the Kedusha Sel, the Simchas Kedusha Sel, because you can't have Kedusha when you're, like, the whole Kedusha is that he's in the Mikdash and he's working, and how is he going to have his Kedusha if he's Tumah, if he's Tameh?
I don't see him talking about the Mikdash.
Or then what's the Simchas Kedusha Sel?
I think it's him being a Kohen Gadol. His Hosafas Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol. There are lots of rites that a Kohen Gadol has a different status of Kedusha.
So,
I don't think it's that. Maybe your Salvechik would agree with you about a vote of a Migdash, a little Fnei Hashem Bechina, and Migdash, and so on. But according to our Mahalath, according to our Salvechik, it could be Simchas Kedusha, so we refer to the fact that he's constantly with Fnei Hashem.
So, Kedusha doesn't change when he's coming? According to this,
that's right. That's how I'm reading it. If you want to read it differently, you can hammer that out later on. I don't want to hold everybody back from Chazar. We'll take Michael's question then. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. What's your point? Okay, go ahead.
According to the last video, we said that the Gemara is asking about the Tzad and Melis of the Kesara.
Right.
Why is that permitted on Raga?
Why is Mitzora permitted on Raga?
Assuming that it was asking about the Melis side.
The Gemara asks about... No, so the Gemara is asking... No. According to Tosafot Rashi, the Gemara is asking an overarching question.
But according to the last day, you said that how did the question even come up about the Tumah thing? You say, no, the Gemara is only asking about the Tzad and Melis.
I didn't mean to... I said that a drop differently. No. I think I said something a drop differently. Oh, I see. According to Rav Shmuel, that said that the Gemara is asking out... The Gemara doesn't mean the Tumah component. The Gemara means... including the Isra, the Chiyuv, to be Shaleach, the Mitzora, is talking about the Nihugim Avel, it's not in Yerushalayim. So then what's bothering you? So then it's not consistent with the Tosafot HaRosh.
Yeah,
because
maybe
the Gemara, that's good for the Gemara Shaila. Are we Dochet or are we not? Answers the Gemara, it's Karegel. Mitzora is Karegel, and therefore it's Dochet and the Nihugim Avel. That's good for the Gemara Shaila.
Like just like by Kohen Gadol that
Shiraz
applies to
Kohen
Gadol, so too it applies to...
Beautiful.
So
beautiful. So
how does the Avelis side of Shiraz apply in Raga?
It doesn't.
That's what the Gemara's answer is.
No, the Gemara might be saying that the Nihuge Avelis don't apply.
So the Gemara's question is on the Tumah side.
The Gemara is asking how much applies and how much doesn't apply. The Gemara could have a suffix in all areas. The Gemara then is Mechadesh a Kohen Gadol's Karego, and therefore his Kedusha is going to be knowing Soser Nihugim, and then it'll go in the other direction as well. Dafka, it fits in beautifully in the Shakur Tari of the Gemara. Okay, Rabosei. Mitzvah Shem Sunday will start the new Sugya. This is Sod Gadol.
Zichron Shmo. Have it downstairs, or?
I saw a quoted, I didn't have a chance to...